BBC News with Julie Cantor. Reports from Iraq say the government has lost control of the western city of Fallujah to militants linked to Al-Qaeda. Ahmed Meyer reports.
A security source told the BBC that a militant group linked to Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, is controlling the southern part of the western city of Fallujah. Journalists in the city also gave the BBC a first-hand account, saying that Al-Qaeda militants were seen on pickup trucks mounted with anti-aircraft guns and black flags while asserting control over the main highway leading to Baghdad. One journalist said that the Shiite-led central government has now lost Fallujah to Sunni tribesmen and Al-Qaeda militants.
The same Al-Qaeda-linked group is reported to have sustained heavy losses in fighting with other rebel factions in Syria and has issued an ultimatum demanding a ceasefire. The Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, is said to have lost control of the town of Attarab, its stronghold 35 kilometres west of Aleppo. Dozens of its fighters there are reported to have been killed or captured. ISIS said that unless rival groups stopped their attacks within 24 hours, it would stop defending Aleppo from government forces. Rami Rahayam reports.
The spokesman called on rebel groups fighting ISIS to lift checkpoints that have been stopping ISIS fighters and release all ISIS prisoners who have been detained during the battles. He said that ISIS had been stabbed in the back and their supply lines could collapse under pressure from the rival Islamist brigades. In that event, he added, ISIS would have no choice but to pull back from the front lines of Aleppo in northern Syria. An ISIS pullout, he said, would mean a swift takeover by government forces.
The Lebanese army says the top Al-Qaeda commander in the country, Majed al-Majed, has died in custody after his health deteriorated sharply. He was receiving treatment in a military hospital, and other reports said he had suffered kidney failure. A Saudi national, Mr. al-Majed, was the leader of an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group, which said it carried out a number of bombings across the Middle East. The warring parties in South Sudan have formally opened talks aimed at ending 3 weeks of violence. The meeting between the two sides in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa came after unexpected delays, Richard Hamilton reports.
This is a significant breakthrough as it's the first time delegations from the two warring sides have met in the same room and begun negotiations. A statement from the Ethiopian Foreign Ministry said both the government and opposition had committed to resolve their political differences through dialogue, but it added that full face-to-face talks would begin on Sunday. There seems to be hope at last that South Sudan can emerge from 3 weeks of ethnic violence that has killed more than 1,000 people, causing fears that the world's youngest country was sliding towards civil war.
World News from the BBC. The American Secretary of State John Kerry says progress has been made towards a framework for a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, but added that more needed to be done. Speaking in Ramallah after talks with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Mr. Kerry said he was confident that some of the issues for a potential peace accord had been fleshed out. He later held a third round of discussions with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has relaxed a controversial ban he'd imposed on all public protests at next month's Winter Olympics and Paralympics in Sochi. Marches and rallies will now be allowed in officially approved areas of the Black Sea Resort during the Games. Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
The Russian authorities had banned all public protest in Sochi from next Tuesday. That's 1 month before the start of the Winter Games. Human rights groups had condemned the ban, which was to have remained in place until March the 21st. Now, President Putin has issued a decree changing the rules, slightly. People will be able to hold protests after all, but only if they can get permission from the local authorities, from the police, and from security officials. There's no guarantee, of course, that permission would be granted.
The authorities in Brazil say criminal gangs have set fire to four buses and attacked a police station in the northern city of São Luís. They say the order for the attack came from gang leaders arrested at the notorious Pedrinhas Penitentiary, where 60 inmates died last year. Weather forecasters have issued warnings to people in the United States Midwest about near-record low temperatures from Sunday. They say temperatures could feel as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius with the effect of wind chill, and say people should stay indoors if possible. Parts of Canada are already in the grip of very cold weather. At least 11 people died in the northeastern U.S. in the wake of heavy snowfalls. BBC News.